According to the USDA, corn acreage in the Badger State is up 11% this year, with more farmers planning to convert their acreage to corn in the coming years. Ed Jesse, a UW-Madison agricultural researcher, says soybeans are being scaled back to accommodate the push, with 60 million bushels anticipated this year compared to 72 million harvested last year. But Jesse says the momentum will eventually shift.
I think over the long haul, let's say 3 to 5 years, we'll readjust and we'll be making our ethanol from other crops and less from corn, and soybean production will again go up.
The USDA says a number of researchers are now looking into switchgrass, which some say could produce nearly twice as much ethanol as corn. Bob Kropp, former director of the UW Center for Cooperatives, says corn growers needn't uproot their fields yet, though.
The corn is here for some time, many say at least up to 10 years before any kind of a different source of energy is coming. And then it would not be an immediate displacement, it would be a gradual one.
Right now, corn is faring well in Wisconsin. The National Ag Statistics Service rates 42% of the current crop as good or excellent. 46% of the state's soybeans rank similarly, with both crops ahead of the five-year average. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.